Twitter thread by Pekka Kalioniemi, posted at December 11, 2023. In today's Vatnik Soup, I'll introduce an American far-right conspiracy theorist and radio show host, Alex Jones, at Real Alex Jones. He's best known for claiming that the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre was a false flag operation and for claiming that the frogs are gay. From a young age, Jones has been fascinated about conspiracy theories. As a teenager, he was inspired and strongly influenced by Gary Allen's None Dare Call It Conspiracy, which claimed that the U.S. politics is controlled by global bankers rather than elected officials. He was also strongly influenced by the Waco siege at the Branch Davidian complex. Branch Davidians were an apocalyptic cult led by David Koresh in Waco, Texas. Jones even organized a successful campaign to build a new Branch Davidian church as a memorial in 1998. Jones published his first film, America Destroyed by Design, in 1998. In it, he claimed that the 1995 Oklahoma City bombing was actually a false flag operation and the bomber, Timothy McVeigh, planted the explosives together with a military escort and cops. In 1999, Alex and his then-wife Kelly Jones launched the conspiratorial fake news blog, InfoWars. Slowly but surely the website became very popular, and in 2016 it surpassed mainstream news websites such as The Economist and Newsweek in its reach. Repeating all of Jones's ramblings and conspiracy theories is pointless, as he's basically covered them all, even a claim that the chemicals in the water turns all frogs gay. According to him, the majority of frogs in most areas of the United States are now gay. He also started his own radio show, in which he, for example, claimed that 9/11 was a 98% chance this was a government-orchestrated controlled bombing, making him the leading figure of the 9/11 truther cause. In 2014, InfoWars had revenues of over $20 million a year. Conspiracy theorists often make most of their money by first provoking fear and then selling their products. This is the case with Alex Jones, too. Most of the money he made came from products like dietary supplements, brain pills, bulletproof vests, and toothpaste. Jones has involved in many litigations in relation to conspiracy theories like Pizzagate. But he faced his most famous lawsuits after he claimed that the 2012 Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting was a false flag operation coordinated by gun control advocates. He said that in reality, no one died in Sandy Hook and that the whole incident was staged, a giant hoax, and completely fake with actors. He made these claims without a shred of evidence, and for this the judge ordered Jones to pay $965 million to the plaintiffs. Being the scumbag he is, Jones hasn't paid the victims' families a dime, while spending $93,000 a month on housekeeping, entertainment and meals, and on one of his ex-wives. He also transferred up $10 million to his friends and families to avoid paying his debts. As a far-right propagandist and friend of Carlson's and Andrew Tate's, naturally Jones has also been sucking up to the Kremlin. In September 2023, he appeared on Vladimir Solovyov's show, in which he compared the U.S. to the 9/11 hijackers. In addition, he said that lives in an occupied globalist country that's being controlled by oligarchs like Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates. According to Jones, these oligarchs are arresting everybody, also stating that our country is captured. By 2107, Jones had also stolen over 1,000 articles from the Kremlin mouthpiece Russia Today, even when he did not have permission to republish its content. Naturally, RT had no objections to this, as it only helped them to spread their lies about the Western countries. He's also suggested that the ICC's charges against Putin for evacuating children from a war zone and Trump's arrest happened at the same time because globalists are trying to stop people who obey them. In October 2023, he interviewed Putin bootlicker Vivek Ramaswamy. In April 2022, Alex denied Russian war crimes and accused the Ukrainians of staging the Bucha massacre. He claimed that most media coming in from Ukraine were in fact staged. He's also promoted the classic Vatnik idea that it was NATO that lured Russia to invade Ukraine. Many Jones's defenders parrot at Joe Rogan's typical rhetoric, suggesting that Jones has been wrong a couple of times and is judged due to his mistakes. In reality, there's hardly any truth to what Alex has said, and he says the most outrageous things to probably sell more shit. On December 9, 2023, at Elon Musk published a poll on whether Jones should be reinstated on X. The troll and bot farms and conspiracy theorists of X supported this, and Jones's account was brought back the next day. He's gained 500,000 new followers since then. Throughout the years, Jones has promoted numerous conspiracy theorists and grifters, including QAnon follower at Jen Flynn, you can add me to your lawsuit, you hack, alleged rapist and human trafficker at Cobra Tate, professional grifter at Tucker Carlson, and of course Donald Trump. He also appeared on At Mario Nawfal's Space together with fellow conspiracy theorists Michael Flynn, Suleiman Ahmed, Jackson Hinkle, Vivek Ramaswamy, Andrew Tate, and of course Elon Musk. The highlight of the whole show was when Vivek forgot to turn off his mic while peeing. My prediction is that both Alex Jones and Tucker Carlson will play a big role in the upcoming presidential election, where both give out their full support to Donald Trump. This message will naturally be amplified by the likes of Elon Musk and David Sachs. Meanwhile, Alex will continue his grifting business and selling merchandise by fear. He actually started already, as he's now aggressively pushing his new book, The Great Awakening, no doubt full of disinformation, crazy ramblings and bullshit. I have paused personal donations for now to drive funds to Ukraine, so please support at u24_gov_Ukraine by donating to the HOPOC challenge and sending me the receipt.